And now for something completely different. Can I fade this down, boys?
Oh, yeah. Turn down the Kenny Loggins.
You can leave
the
Michael knows. McDonald up.
Thank you. Ew. Okay, you know, I have a good friend of mine up north that Malcolm, he loves the Doobie Brothers. But you know
that's
what?
That's the bad era of the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I don't know why, but I can't. I don't know why, but I don't like the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, there are so many reasons.
Some people like the Eagles. Some people don't like the Eagles.
I just don't. Is that mic close enough to you guys? Could it go any faster? There we go. That's
is that better?
Yeah.
Can you hear us now?
Yes, I can. I can hear you. I can hear you. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure why it is. Maybe because they were playing so much on the radio when I was growing up, and it just drove me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I'm sitting here with Jack and Jesse from the Crazy Diamonds, you crazy boys. How are you, both?
Good.
That was a nice answer in unison.
Yeah.
Before we talk about everything that's going on this weekend, which is midwinter meltdown, which sounds very cool, I want to know how the Friends of Sheena benefit went last weekend, because I know you guys are raising money for a very special lady and a very special cause. How did it go?
We were very successful. They had set up an online donation thing, which raised close to $12,000.
Wow.
And then the show alone raised just right around 5,000, so we were looking at between 16,000 and 17,000. I'm pretty sure. So that, you know, that's great. And if anything, it, you know, it bought her first kids, you know, their first year of university, or
that's
some
great
time or something. But yeah, that, she's close to my family, so it was good. It was nice to do something like that for them.
And you guys are their Woodward Scrubs too.
The Scrubs were on the bill. Lumberjack was on the bill.
Hi, Brando, if you're listening.
Yeah. And Dave Huber, a good buddy of mine from Guelph, was on the bill.
Oh, that's very cool. I wanted to know about that. But and that's really good, and I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I've given you a contribution. Can people still donate online if they want to?
I think if they went to the event page on Facebook, so the Friends of Sheena event page, I think there's a link on there, and if there isn't a link on there, we'll definitely set something up in the next day or two, so you can check that out. So just on Facebook, Friends of Sheena benefit, it'll still show up.
Okay, and that was at the Rabbit Fox.
Yep.
So that's very cool. And now, like, you guys have had a really busy time of it. Good God.
Oh, yeah.
It's been going.
I know, Jack, you were recently at the Boathouse with Danique, all right?
Kind of the Wendy Tozer band.
So, yeah.
Wendy and Jay, another couple from the band, are bass player and one of our great backup singers, have been doing this project for a while, mostly using Johnny, our drummer, also from the band.
Yeah.
So it's a nice kind of keeping it in the family thing. Danica and I have also been doing kind of quartet nights at the Blue Moon out in Petersburg with Wendy and Jay, so working on the harmonies and doing kind of acoustic folksy stuff.
Yeah, so that's great.
Yeah, they're called what, different kinds of material, you know?
Gendy Way?
The Gendy Way. That's their duo name.
That's a very cool name. And then you have this event coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
The Midwinter Meltdown. What are you going to be doing? What's this all about, Alfie? Now, what's this all about?
Well, a good friend of Wendy and Jay's, actually, Joe Forster, and his band, The Country Renovators. It's really their show, and we're just supporting them. So we're going to start the night at about 8, play about an hour. And then much of Joe's backing band is actually members of our band, too.
Oh, so that's great.
It will be a kind of crazy diamond sound throughout the night. The girls are going to be singing some backup on Joe's material and just kind of mixing it up. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a couple of our own tunes, too, debuting some of our own stuff.
Oh.
So that's going to be kind of cool. It's history in the making.
It's going to be awesome. Are you allowed to play anything here or not? Or you'd rather wait till Saturday?
We didn't, you know, we kind of came here with our guitars. We didn't even talk about what we were going to play here. We were just basically ended up fooling around with that intro song.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll figure something
we'll
out.
We'll take it as it comes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you wanted to play some Pink Floyd stuff, I wouldn't stop you.
Okay.
Did you bring you? Yeah, you brought your instruments, right? Because while we were airing the interview with Lily Frost, I could hear them in the background playing, you know, on guitar, and it sounded great. So would you like to play some Pink Floyd stuff, maybe? Like,
Yeah, sure.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
You want to maybe run a tune? We can tune up or whatever. And
yeah, what would you like me to play?
Oh.
Anything with the Doobie Brothers, please.
Anything but
I got some Floyd with me,
yeah.
Actually. Yeah?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I got Dark Side of the Moon with me. Oh, gee.
What could we...
What a coincidence. I often play Great Gig in the Sky, actually.
Yeah, I can't go wrong with that.
Because you guys do such a freaking good job of that.
Oh, maybe we'll do this tune right now, after you play it from the recorded version.
Yeah, me and Jack will do Great Gig in the Sky with no piano accompaniment. Yeah.
I've been raving about you guys since I saw you at Halloween. I think I was just blown away by 9 people in one band with so much talent. Wow. So, and I always love to champion local, musicians. Mm. So.
Thank you.
Jack, thank you for Grizzly Bear, too, because I love this band.
Oh, great, I'm glad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they have 3 albums now, and they're all, they're all great.
They are really great.
Awesome harmonies.
They are, you're right.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a band called the Punch Brothers?
No, I haven't.
Okay, they're kind of grizzly bearish too.
Nice.
My friend Gary Topp turned me on to them. Maybe I'll play some Punch Brothers too.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Okay, where's my Pink Floyd? Where is that? Keep talking.
Keep talking.
Oh, we should probably have said something about where the show is. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
This event's. This event's called the Midwinter Meltdown, so you can look it up on Facebook, and there should be an event page made up for it. It's at the Registry Theater, which is downtown in Kitchener. It's an old historic building, a really cool venue.
It's a very cool venue.
So it's like a theater setting. It's like somewhere you go to see a kind of play.
It works really well for theater and live music.
Good acoustics, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a great acoustics. Night. Big stage.
There's still some tickets left, too. I think the Orange Monkey, you can get your tickets, right?
Yep.
So. Oh, good, because it only holds, like, 175 capacity.
Yeah.
Something like that. I did one of the first shows there ever with Nash Slash.
Awesome.
Years ago.
Nice.
When we did the soundtrack for Nosferatu. He knows this album off by heart.
Is it?
Yes. Here's Great Gig in the Sky. Coral FM with the Crazy Diamonds in the studio live.
Oh,
Okay, here's Jack and Jesse live in the studio on Coral FM. I'm sitting here holding up my lighter if I smoked. I'm sitting here in the studio. Oh, see, there we go. Oh, yeah, man, yeah, that's great. for those who don't know, what was the name of that Pink Floyd song, gentlemen?
That's Have a Cigar. That's track 3 on Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
That's probably, I would say that and the Shine On You Crazy, the first part of the Shine On You Crazy Diamond are
the most?
Definitely my favorite tunes off that album.
And some of the most fun to play, too.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, what's the most difficult Floyd song for you guys to play?
The one that we always have the most trouble with is Welcome to the Machine. Yeah. Because it changes time.
Yeah.
I mean, they're difficult in their own ways, all of them. I mean, that's just got a really weird texture and a strange time signature.
Yeah.
It just kind of follows the vocals along.
Yeah.
And then something like Shine On, so many people have to be all on the right
page.
Point, you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
The cool thing about the Have a Cigar was no one in Pink Floyd sang that tune. Roy Harper actually sang the version that you hear on the album, so... And he was like a late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, I love Roy Harper.
All through the 70s, he was a great, like, kind of folk artist, so...
He was very...
Fantastic rock.
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
Led Zeppelin, the third album, Roy Harper.
Yeah, hats off to Roy.
Yeah. They were very influenced by Roy Harper. And Kate Bush also liked Roy Harper, so he had a huge impact on British...
Yeah.
The British music scene.
Yeah. British folk.
Yes, British folk, dark folk. No, not just dark folk, but folk. Are you... I think I've asked you guys this before. Would you ever consider doing The Wall? The Wall?
The Wall, yeah, but we'd have to hide... You wouldn't see us for probably a year and a half. It's just a big commitment.
That's true.
It really is.
You know, even just to learn the music, let alone the show that comes along, it's more of a... performance than it is a gig.
Yeah.
It's pretty elaborate.
I know.
Yeah.
You
but
guys seem to be so good at
The Wall, and that made me want to do that. Like,
yeah.
I was just like, holy, how do you think of something like that?
I mean, that's the other thing. If Roger Waters is still going around doing it, I mean, it's one thing to do Dark Side of the Moon and Wish You Were Here and stuff that Pink Floyd isn't playing anymore, but there's a lot to live up to, I'm sure.
Yeah. You guys do a really good job, and it's not easy to do that. It's not easy to do Pink Floyd. It's you know, you gotta have it. You have to have it right, and you do this song so well, and yet you have your own presence on stage, which is a dynamite chemistry up there.